Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Cass Ingram, who I've talked to in the past, and but he's written a new book. It's called Rigged. And it goes into rigging elections. And, of course, it, certainly, as you know, Putin was recently reelected over in Russia. And a loud outcry that they've rigged the election. They've rigged the election. And, oh, Putin said, why wouldn't rig the election? Well, why wouldn't we think he would? He's from the KGB. He's killed all sorts of people and assassinated his enemies. And I remember there was this one defector over in London, and they had him poisoned with polonium. Chris, when the assassin went back to Russia, they wouldn't export him, wouldn't extradite him to face charges of murder and assassination. Why would we think that Putin wouldn't rig the election? In fact, why would we think that they wouldn't rig the elections here in the United States? They brought in the electronic voting machines. They know they can be rigged. You could rig them any time you want to. And, of course, on so many of the elections we've had recently, why they will not let the poll watchers check the electronic voting machines or watch them counting the votes. And remember, it really doesn't matter how people that how vote that counts. It's who counts the votes that counts. And would they really do that here in America? Ladies and gentlemen, they kill presidential candidates. Remember Bobby B. Kennedy? He was running for president. It looked like he was going to get the Democratic nomination, and they killed him. And it wasn't Saran who killed him. After all, we have a four-tape set on this and fascinating information. But, I mean, Saran was standing 3 or 4 foot in front, but Bobby Kennedy was shot from behind, about an inch and a half behind his right ear. And, of course, they killed Martin Luther King. We know that because there was actually a trial of the man who admitted he was part of the government conspiracy, totally blacked out by the government media. And then, of course, we know that they have professional assassins. We interviewed a couple of them. One of them, of course, his job was to kill Ross Perot. You remember when Ross Perot was running as a third-party candidate, and then he dropped out? Because he said that there was a plot to kill him, and Rush Limbaugh ridiculed Ross Perot. Oh, how crazy is a plot to kill him and his family? I talked to the assassin. His name was Chip Tatum. He didn't turn down the contract, and, well, he disappeared. Did talk to somebody who said that they did talk to him a couple of years after that. We don't know what's happened to Chip since that time, though, but he said he disappeared after he did the interview on our radio program. This sort of thing really goes on in the world we live in, but you're never going to hear it discussed. Well, so let's go, of course, to our special guest this evening, Cass Ingram, who's written a book about how they rig elections in America. Cass, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, it's an absolute pleasure, and I'm in the field, so I hopefully can help enlighten us and edify the whole situation. I'm absolutely in the field. Something for truth and justice, in this case for the good doctor, Dr. Ron Paul, and And I tell you what, it's super rigged. It's rigged worse than Russia. The Russians kind of know what they're dealing with. So when the results...
Hold that thought, Cass. Hold the thought. We'll be right back here in just a moment. All right, go right ahead.
Okay. You know, they kind of know the game. And so right away there was the
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mined supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's PROPAX.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances? Even things which can cause sickness or disease. If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Yes, I was just now alerted to our program by your representative, the other representative. I have no access to another line. Is it working okay now?
No, it's not, but we'll have to put up with it here. But do the best you can.
Okay.
Are you traveling? Are you at least help. Are you stationary?
I'll make myself stationary. We'll try that.
Well, I think you can't be driving in a car or something like that, because I think your material is very important. Dr. Ingram's talking about oil of oregano.
All right, we'll try stopping and can you hear me better now?
Yes, we can, but you're going to have to, can't be driving in a car with a cell phone with this nationwide video program, Cass. Basically, of course, Cass is talking about the oil of oregano. We carry this in a product called Alibiotic. We think oil of oregano has been proven very effective. What does that have to do with the topic we're talking about, which, of course, is how they've rigged elections?
Well, it has everything to do with the fact that the FDA and the FTC and the government agencies at the federal level, they are elected to people that control the CFR, the same people who control the foreign policy system. And they are absolutely
you know, putting in their candidates to maintain the military-industrial complex, to maintain the drug influence on Americans, and to prevent, absolutely prevent, the growth of natural medicine. So when I found out that they were rigging the vote, that's when I got into the rigging of the elections. Then I found murder, espionage, every kind of evil deed. And so I wrote the book Rigged. It's online for free because of Super Tuesday and then the rest of the election.
All right, fine. Well, certainly in your book, you go into a lot of the things that have happened in the past, certainly when people have tried to bring out the truth about what's really going on, because many people are concerned because of Mr. Breitbart. Sidney had announced he had some videos he was going to release about President Obama that would, of course, prevent President Obama from being reelected. And just the day before this, just this last week, the day before he was going to release those films, he up and dies. And I've seen this pattern over and over again. Of course, remember the James Earl Ray, who was a man who was accused of killing Martin Luther King. He didn't. He was a patsy. He was set up by what I call the dark side of government.
But oh, yeah.
I can remember very clearly, of course, when James Earl Ray said, "I was forced to make a confession. I did not kill him. I want a trial." And there was a judge. His name was Judge Battle. And Judge Battle said, "All right, Mr. Ray, you've never been tried. You have a right to be tried. I'm going to give you a trial," and you'd never guess what happened. Within 48 hours, Judge Battle was dead. He died of a heart attack.
Judge
just
Battle
like,
got taken down.
Oh, yeah.
Too.
Just exactly like Mr.
Well,
Breitbart.
This goes along with the book because we discovered the assassination of Inspector Ray Lemmy of FDOT, you know, the Florida Department of Transportation. And this is really groundbreaking information in the book. You already know about Mike Connell being assassinated by the Bush regime and the higher-ups.
Well, no, we don't know.
Over Ohio, I think, Akron in the plane.
Cass, you're going to have to tell our listeners about this gentleman, McConnell. Go ahead.
Oh yeah,
with
McConnell. McConnell, what happened there was he was already subpoenaed and he was already deposed, where he revealed that it was very easy for him to rig, and he had the ability to rig the vote in Ohio to suppress Kerry and to allow for a George Bush win. And then they were going to get into more details about the fact that the electronic servers were programmed and set up by him. He was the 15-year veteran webmaster and IT master for the entire Bush family, including Jeb Bush. And so that revelation would have brought George Bush and the family and Senior Bush and Karl Rove down for the criminal felonious charge of election rigging. It would have gone to court testimony, which is a lot different than a deposition, you know? And so he was exploded in his plane on the descent in Ohio. And the plane was blown to shreds. So they killed him. They assassinated him, flat and center. Ray Lemmy was an all-American guy. He was an inspector for the FDOT, and he found that the Bush regime was getting campaign money and then laundering the cash, including Chinese money, through the FDOT's toll system, where it was very easy to launder cash. It's largely a cash system. Back then, I don't think they even took credit cards. So they stuffed the money through that, and through that, it caused, terrible consequences. Lemmy found out about it. He was going to break it. He was going to break loose on the Bush regime. And they choked him, beat him to death, and then made it look like a suicide. Threw his body in a bathtub in a hotel.
So this sort of thing really does happen in America. Anybody who questions the fact that the government does kill people and cover it up, go up and look up the story of Trentado. Jeff Trentado, his brother, was beaten to death in a cell in Oklahoma City. the case of mistaken identity, and the FBI simply covered this up. Unfortunately, for the FBI, the brother was a ex-Marine, a lawyer, and Trentino. Just look up Trentino on the internet, and of course, he is proven beyond any shadow of a doubt that his brother was murdered, and high government officials have covered that up consistently for the past 10 years. Well, let's see, going back to probably 1995, that was the time of the Oklahoma City bombing, and this had to do with the Oklahoma City bombing. How would you cover up the murder, the beating to death, the torture and beating to death of a man in a cell in prison in Oklahoma?
Unbelievable.
But this is...
Well, how do you cover up 911, like you say, and the Murrah building and blowing people's legs off in 1993? I know your listeners know that it wasn't the U.S. government. It wasn't the Muslims. They surely know that the Mossad got caught red-handed in both 93 and 2001.
But, Cass, here I would disagree with you. Mossad is simply an extension of the CIA. They've always been. They work hand in glove. All the intelligence agencies, even the KGB, works hand in glove with Mossad and the CIA. So it's not a Jewish conspiracy. It's a satanic conspiracy involving people of many races. But if you bring up the Mossad, of course, everybody's going to say, you think it's all the Jews. And most
well, the issue of the Mossad is very important in 911, as you know, because of the fact that they were caught transporting explosives, including up the Georgetown Bridge ramp. So it's just important for the American people to know that election rigging is an absolute nightmare. It involves some very heavy hitters, including the Rothschilds. It does go back to the Mossad foot soldiers. I've proven that in the book in terms of the assassination of Gus Bulis, you know, the multimillionaire. And in other words, we couldn't possibly accept that foreign entities are interfering with our election. We don't accept it in Egypt or the Congo, and it's happening here. That's the point, actually. Not so much a religious thing as a fact that people need to know.
All right, fine. So basically, of course, you feel that they are rigging the election against Congressman Ron Paul?
Well, they've done it before, as you said, in 2000 and 2004. And Kerry was not, to them, that bad of a guy, as you know. But somebody like Ron Paul that already audited the Fed and would like to rid us of that monster, well, he's going to get suppressed pretty heavily, right? And you know, he's talking about eliminating the Fed and the IRS, and yet the Rothschilds own the ESNS Votronic machine. I mean, those, it's owned by the Rothschild family. So they would obviously have the equipment to suppress that vote.
Well, certainly there are a number of different voting machines, not just one voting machine. There are a number of different voting machines, but they can all be programmed. And unfortunately, there are a number of people who are involved in programming the machines who come forward to bring the information out, and it has not gotten the American people. But you can go up on the internet and look this up. There is not one company. There are multiple companies, but they make these voting machines, and they can all be scammed. And
oh, yeah.
That's the
trouble.
Well, let's
go through that.
And they will not.
75 to 80% of the vote right now in the United States is run through the ESNS machines. In fact, in Illinois, where I voted, there are these gray boxes everywhere, and they are ESNS, which is, right, again, a Rothschild holding company. Then you have Sequoia, but it's also an offshore company, you know, Jefferson Smurfit. So it's a multi-billionaire that's Irish that owns that entity. You have Diebold, which has been adopted now by Dominion because of the antitrust filing by the U.S. Justice Department. So Diebold is no longer, but it's in the hands of a Canadian entity. So here we have 90% of the vote. There are a couple of other players, but the majority of the vote is held by offshore countries. Then you have Seidel, as you heard, the merger in Seidel, which really occurred in 2011, which counted the vote in South Carolina. Seidel is also an offshore-held entity by Balderton Capital, by Benchmark Israel, and by a company called NADA. They hold the assets to Seidel.
Well, I think
when I contacted Seidel and said, you know, tell me what you did with votes. I didn't say about rigging. Tell me how you do it. They won't call me back. He sent me an email saying, who are you anyway? I said, I'm an independent.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought.
To respond to inquiries about how Seidel counts our votes.
Well, I think that the interesting thing is that many, on several occasions, I've talked to people.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Each electronic unit by just a few companies. And of course, when he's tried to reach these companies, they absolutely refuse to talk to him. How can we depend upon the fact they're doing an honest job when it is all concealed? And basically, of course, what a wonderful way to make people believe that we have free and open elections when, of course, we do not have free and open elections. As long as you have electronic voting machines, all you have to do is rig the machines, not allow anybody to check on them. And what, of course, they checked on what happened in Ohio after the 2008 elections. A number of people went to prison, and not a word about that in the controlled media. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a vote for a question for Cass Ingram, now certainly what some places they still use paper ballots, but those paper ballots are not hand counted; they are counted by machines. Who programs those machines? Why, of course, the government officials. Now, I personally know that here in the county where I work, and I don't know what's going on at the present time, but I do know in the past that people from the Peace and Freedom Party were working there with a company that took care of counting the votes and handling the ballots and bringing them in from the outlying areas. Why would somebody from the Communist Party working within the Peace and Freedom be interested in working in the local election office? Well, once again, ladies and gentlemen, it's not how people vote that counts. It's who counts the votes that counts. Could this really go on in America? Could this be why they've tried to convince us we're a democracy? And whatever the people vote for, it's perfectly all right because they know that they can rig the elections. Do you really think it's possible that Cass is right, that many of these elections are rigged, that this whole discussion of the hanging chads, you remember back there in the year 2000, night after night after day after night after day, all we heard about was the hanging chads. We needed an alternative. We needed electronic voting machines, sort of like the Unabomber. The Unabomber, those of you who heard our discussion last night with a man who attended the trial, the government admitted that they had actually put the Unabomber onto the plane because they knew he was a terrorist, and they wanted to follow him when they got to the United States. And then they admitted that they had 50 agents there at the airport in the United States to question him after he got off the plane. Well, why would you put him on the plane so he could come to America so you could follow him to track down the terrorist network and have 50 agents there to actually question him when he got off the plane, as if they knew something was going to happen on the plane? That's as phony as a $3 bill, but they wanted to be able to deploy these scanners at the airports, and that's what they were able to get the people to go along with it for fear of another underwear bomber. Is it possible we're being manipulated as far as our voting is concerned and that we do not have representative government? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. You need to stop and think about these things. Nobody likes to talk about it. We've got Herman calling in from Carmel. Hi, Herman. Do you have a question?
Yes, Dr. Ingram. Have you been able to get on any major networks such as Coast to Coast with George Nuri?
Dr. John has been the most forthcoming, and we've done two or three gigs on this. I have gotten on the Joyce Riley show, and that's about the biggest I've done. I've done some spot interviews, one in a Washington, D.C., radio station. I'm trying to hire a PR firm that can put me on at least the Ma and Pa local network, and hopefully it'll get picked up by a big player. I have definitive proof that every kind of a horrible thing has been done in the last 10 years, and I'd like to see it stop. I mean, maybe we have to sue Roscoe for his ESMSers, the Sequoia people, the Deebles, I don't know. But what I can tell you for sure is every American should know that when he casts or she casts a vote, that vote could be switched to another candidate. We need to know that.
Hey, thank you very much.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you're out there in the listening audience, we'd love to hear from you. What do you think about this?
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita. At 866-830-4576, Invita.com. People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Give us a call. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Cass, how can people get to your website? How can people get a copy of your ebook? I assume it's an ebook up on the...
Yeah, Dr. Stairs. It's been attacked before online, but I believe it's totally stable now for a free download. And that would be on healthfreedom2012.com. And so that's healthfreedom2012.com/blog and then rigged. Or healthfreedom2012.com and click on the blog button, and it's right there.
Well, now you say that this has been attacked. What do you mean by that?
Well, someone got upset and corrupted the file, so we had to upload it again today, and I'm told it's functioning perfectly. Someone didn't like what it said, and they disrupted it. But it's up there now, and I want to give it away because it's election season. I'll print it as a hard copy in the next 2-3 months. It's there.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've seen the same pattern over and over again where, of course, you've got a book up on the Internet and they don't want it there. They disrupt it. One of the books, certainly, I know that happened to. We used to link to it. It's called Full Disclosure. It was the story of the AIDS epidemic. And, of course, it was the story when a man who had been part of the group that created the AIDS virus was dying of cancer, the liver or prostate, or I think it was cancer of the pancreas, and he went to Dr. Gary Glum, and he told him the story of how they'd created the AIDS virus, and Dr. Glum wrote the book, Full Disclosure, and then it was eventually, only one edition of it. Everything was done to suppress it, so they put it up on the Internet, and they would keep going up and disrupting that on the Internet. Why? Because they don't want the truth out there, and apparently that's happened to Dr. Ingram's book. Now, once again, I want you to get the address out where people can get your book.
Yeah. I'll make it really easy for everyone. Go to healthfreedom2012.com and then click on the blog button. If anybody can call me and tell me if it's operational, it's a download PDF, you download it. The whole world can have it as far as I'm concerned. You study it. You bind it together, underline it. If you don't agree with it, go look on the Internet to try to confirm it. But at least have an evaluation. It's a shocker when you see that America is in worse shape than any place in Africa.
And, of course, the book is rigged, and I'm sure that you can go to Google and probably be able to find the book that way. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you have a question, give us a call. Of course, we have a four tape. I know we have a DVD based upon a talk that D.V. Kidd gave here to one of our conferences. D.V. Was a political activist who ran for Congress in Northern California. And, of course, when she ran for Congress, they rigged the vote. And it's very easy to rig the vote. All you need is one or two people working in the office, in the voting office. And, of course, they're not going to do anything about that, because the last thing they want is for the American people to realize that so many of our elections actually are rigged.
And, remember how they talk about it's all over by South Carolina. And with South Carolina, they decided, well, this year they've got a tougher 12-term winning congressman that says, no, my people want me in, I'm going to stay in. And, they haven't been able to call the winner, right? Well, South Carolina is a hub. So let's look at South Carolina. Well, I tell you what, in the book you'll find definitive proof, and you can get the actual article on the Daily Poll, but you'll find absolute categorical mathematical evidence that the South Carolina vote was switched. It looked like Dr. Paul, they knew, would come in a strong second, maybe a first. He had the biggest ground game, huge lectures. Nobody else had any interest. Gingrich had nobody show up but 30 people, so they canceled his venue. Paul had, 1,500 at a similar venue. So what they did was they took the big precincts. They didn't mess with the small ones, 250 people or other. Remember, South Carolina was the first vote this year that was 100% ESNS Ivotronic touchscreen. And so they put a patch on it, and they took the votes, about 5 to 10% of the number, from Paul and stuffed them into Romney's number. It's kind of sickening, man. You went and did all that. You campaigned. You voted for your candidate, and it went to the enemy.
Well, unfortunately, this is the sort of thing that they can do, but if there's nobody watching them, they're going to get away with it. And basically, there are a significant number of people who are actually out there and trying to get in to be observers. They want to go in where they're counting the votes, and they're not allowed in. They want to check the machines.
I threw $200 up in the air to get two guys to go down to watch a big precinct on Super Tuesday. I had a couple takers, which just, I thought it's worth the money. Let's see what happens. They went down with video cameras. I told them, do the video, do everything. They went down. At first, the good old boys in the GOP said, all right, well, you can stand here at the 25 feet. When they got those video cameras set up on tripods, they drove them away and then made them stand in a parking lot. And so that's where they had, across the street, they physically pushed them out. I mean, they didn't touch them, but, and so it messed it up. Now, the results that they got were heavy in Gingrich. It was Georgia. So they did get at least a legitimate poll.
Paul scored very poorly there. Santorum scored, I think, second to Gingrich. But all we wanted was data. We didn't care what the result was. And so had we done that, you know, in 5 or 10 or 20 precincts in every state, then we would be able to see, you know, some trends towards the rigging, because it's happening. In 2 states I know of, electronically, we have mathematical proof that's impossible to refute statistically, that they switched votes from Paul to Romney. Romney's the major recipient of vote switching this year. We have exit polls in Michigan. We had some pretty good exit polls there of about 5% accuracy. In other words, if we got numbers of 200, 200, and 200, there's just a small margin of error. 20% Dr. Paul did on the exit. But on the Google results, what did he get? 12%? 13%? That can't be. If the edges are showing 20%, then it has to be 18% to 21%. They switched the votes there to Romney, too.
All right. Now, basically, this is not necessarily saying that Ron Paul would have won the election, because basically, of course, the media has done everything they could to ignore his campaign and what he's talking about.
I would
about.
Say
he's
this.
He's talking
if
about,
Ron Paul was given a fair shake, and if they would have not suppressed his vote in Maine, in Iowa, as you know, they threw 8 precincts away, which were Paul heavy. And had they not switched the vote in South Carolina, where he would have gotten a hard, strong second, he could be the front runner right now. Because Maine, he did win. Second in South Carolina, the momentum. Now, here's another reason why Paul could have been the front runner right now. And that's because of the electioneering. See, people have to understand this. Electioneering is a felony. But Fox, CBS, NBC, ABC, they're electioneering. What is that? They're suppressing the vote. Look, I ran into a guy today, a Hispanic chap. I said, I bought some gas. I gave him a brochure, a super brochure. I said, have you ever heard of Dr. Paul? He said, no. I think I know all the candidates. I've never seen this guy. My buddy's got the TV on all the time. They tell us who wins the state. Who is he? Never seen him before. Did you watch news last night? Yes, I did, but they never mentioned his name. That's electioneering, my friend. That means that they're specifically suppressing a popular candidate for their own greedy gain. And they take, you know, as you saw on the screen, candidate number 1 is Romney, number 2 Santorum, and number 4 is Gingrich. Where's number 3?
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, could this really be going on in America today? And unfortunately, it could, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, we're dealing with evil and wicked people. They're poisoning our air. They're poisoning our food. They're poisoning our water. They sent our boys off to fight for 10 years in Vietnam in a no-win war. And all during that war, we were financing the Soviet Union that was providing the weapons for North Vietnam, that was arming the South Vietnamese, the Viet Cong were killing our boys. Same thing happened in Germany. Certainly it was American corporations, 100 American corporations working in Germany all during the war, building the weapons. I'm talking General Motors, General Electric, Ford. I'm talking about AT&T. I'm talking about IBM. 100 corporations. You'll see them certainly listed in John Loftus's book, America's Nazi Secret. And remember, John, of course, had a security clearance 3 levels above top secret. Of course, you can get his book, America's Nazi Secret, and my interviews with him titled The War Against the Jews. You can also get the book, The Secret War Against the Jews, which he wrote. But the 4 tape set or 4 CD set is The War Against the Jews. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, we funded the Germans all during the war. If you haven't read Dr. Dennis Kennedy's little book, The Power Elite and the Secret Nazi Plan, you'll find out that Alan Dulles, who later was the head of the CIA, was working with Heinrich Himmler. In the middle of the war, and of course Himmler and Martin Bormann, somewhere between 10,000 and 50,000 Nazis were allowed to escape to South America following the war, with the full help and support of the CIA and MI5. Now, of course, if anybody can make a statement like that, but now we have the Internet, and you can prove me wrong. Just go up on the Internet and write in, Martin Bormann escaped South America. Remember, he was the number two man behind Hitler, or certainly the RAT line, R-A-T line, the RAT line. Check these things out. Find out if they're true. And if they're true, then nothing you know about history is true today. And certainly, reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. You certainly would want to get the talk that was given by D.B. Kidd, which we have on Sydney available from Radio Liberty. She spoke at one of our conferences. Goes into vote scam. And basically, when she ran for election, they rigged the election. You may not like to think about this, but unfortunately, this is the reality of where we are today. And these are the people who are poisoning our children with vaccines. They know what they're doing. And they're certainly poisoning the air with chemtrails and contrails. We've got the great, wonderful new DVD just available today on geoengineering with Rosalind Peterson and the gentleman who spoke with her had spent about 30 years of his life working in weather modification for the military. So the DVD, Geoengineering, is now available. It's the finest DVD available on geoengineering. I'm just so proud of it. And certainly then, of course, we have so much other information on all these subjects. But you need to find out if it's true and then help us get the information out. There have been people who talked about that, about the gaming the elections in the past, and I did not want to believe this was true. But I've seen examples after example after example. And all you need to do is certainly watch and see the coverage of the current elections, the way they suppress any information about what Ron Paul wants. What does he want? He wants to do away with the income tax. He wants to do away with the estate tax. He wants to cut back on government and do away with the Department of Education, the Department of Energy, the Department of Housing and Internal Development, the Department of Commerce. But nobody wants to talk about those things. He wants $1 trillion cut in the budget the first year in a balanced budget within 2 or 3 years, and he's laid out a plan to do it. Have you ever read about it in the paper? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Do you honestly think we have honest elections in America? Well, you probably do, because nobody's ever questioned this as effectively as Cass Ingram. Cass is certainly, what sort of response have you gotten to your book from the people who've commented on it?
About 500 people have downloaded that book, and I don't know. I know some people have extracted parts and posted them on the Ron Paul forum, where they're doing a statistical analysis of the fraud that was committed in Iowa, with big emphasis on New Hampshire and South Carolina. They are, they're quoting it here and there, which I encourage. As far as I'm concerned, you can extract any part of it and stuff it anywhere you want. If you want to write an op-ed, if you want to take it out, post it on the Internet. This is about freeing ourselves and having free access to everything that's American. It's the old robber baron era. Why not? Let's all build our money from the earth, from gold, from silver. Let's get rid of the taxation. Let's build America and make it as powerful as it can be, like it was back then in 1910 and when it was so rich. So, I mean, I just don't care anymore. I'm here for the whole of it. I'm here for the bloody end, like you are, Dr. Stan. I want to see a change in my lifetime. And I think your listeners are right with it.
All right, fine. The name of the book is Rigged. Sir, you can go up on the Internet and go into your search engine and just write Cass Ingram, CassIngram, Cass Ingram, and certainly then write in Rigged. And basically it's so vitally important that you start talking about this sort of thing. People have to understand that there's a small elite group that controls both political parties, controls 90% of the media, controls almost all, well, they do control the six major banks. They control 70% of the assets. They control most of the major corporations. They control the educational system, the universities. They've infiltrated our religious ceremonies. They've changed the music and the message of the Christian church. There are many things about Christianity that I just never mentioned in church today. Like the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom. But you're not supposed to think about things like that. Go ahead, Cass. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I mean, I love what you said. That's gone by the wayside, the good fear, and also the Ten Commandment concept that was posted in certain public squares. They've forced that to be stripped down. The mention of God's name in the universities is prohibited. This is, the golden rule, of course. I loved the fact that Dr. Paul was brave enough in the debate in military.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that, thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
The federal grants, and of course, Cass says an awful lot of this ends up in the pockets of government officials, and nothing is usually done about it. God bless you. God, Cass, appreciate your help. And Mike,
God bless calling. You, and I hope that we can talk again.
Okay, I hope we can, but I hope next time we're on a hard line. God bless
you. Yeah, for sure. We'll get that straight next time.
Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time. Let me just mention that we do have a DVD, an interview with our good friend, D.V. Kidd, who actually left California after she ran for Congress and they rigged the election. But we do have the DVD. It's called Vote Rigging, and it's available from Radio Liberty. And then, of course, just today, we got the Rosalind Peterson's DVD. Now, this is the talk she gave last September, and it was on geoengineering. And Sydney, they did a magnificent job of putting it together with a PowerPoint. And Sydney, the pictures that the gentleman who was with her, who had actually spent 30 years working in weather modification for the military, his pictures there and his PowerPoint presentation was excellent. We're very, very pleased with this. The geoengineering DVD is available now by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Geoengineering, certainly by Ross and Peterson. Vote Rigging by D.V. Kidd. They're both available. Call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Now, how do we put this together? I mean, a lot of people want you to believe it's all the Mossad, or it's all the Rothschilds, or it's all the Zionists, or it's all the Catholics, or it's all the Jesuits, or it's all the Masons, or... Well, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which I hope will change the way you look at the world. We probably have close to 100,000 copies of this book out across America. We've really lost track, but it's been reprinted 8 or 10 times. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. And this book has changed people's lives. Many people have told me that as a result of reading the book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, why it's changed their lives. It brought them into a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. And really, that is the final analysis. This is what it's really all about. If we don't have a revival in America, if people don't turn back to God, what God is going to turn against the people, and we're going to see God's vengeance on America. Because remember, of course, God who gave us life gave us liberty. But can the liberty of a nation be secure when the conviction has been forgotten that liberty is the gift of God? I tremble for my country, wrote Thomas Jefferson, when I reflect that God is just and his justice will not sleep forever. And I think that's something you need to think about and repeat and learn and quote over and over again. Remember the remarks that James Adams made, Sidney, and basically those who will not be ruled by God will be ruled by tyrants. And those, of course, that was Whitman, I believe it was, who actually said, you know, we'll either be ruled by the Bible or we'll be ruled by bayonets. And that's really what it's all about. That's why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools back in 1962. They took the Ten Commandments out in 82, but they took God and prayer out, and that's in the early 60s, because there are people who want a dictatorship in America. And they realize, of course, if you could destroy the moral fabric of this society, you could destroy the fabric of our society. They infiltrated our seminaries, both Catholic and Protestant, and they changed the teaching of both the Catholic and the Protestant Church. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Barry Shamish. And Barry Shamish is as an Israeli citizen who is an investigative reporter in Israel for about 30 years, and he exposed all sorts of corruption at every level of government. He certainly was instrumental in convincing a large number of the people in Israel that the government had killed Prime Minister Rabin, and that high government officials were behind that assassination. But, of course, he was getting too close to the what I call the devil's heartbeat. There were attempts then on Barry's life. And that's why he came to the United States. And we try to get him on every week or so because Barry understands what's going on in Israel. And what is going on in Israel is going to have a profound impact upon what goes on in the United States. Because whether you believe this or not, I believe that certainly what is taking place in Israel is going to deeply involve our country now. Certainly our leaders already are manipulating Netanyahu and the administration over there. But there is behind what's going on, in my estimation, powerful spiritual forces that have a long-range plan, and this plan involves the state of Israel. So with that as background, Barry Shamish, you pick up the story and bring us up to date on what's really going on in Israel today. Go right ahead.
I've got a good show tonight. It could go 2 hours.
We go off the air in an hour, but you go right ahead.
Well, somebody will hear it.
Okay, fine.
Right. All right, now, I got involved in something, and for the first time in a while, I'm actually investigating from outside Israel, which is very difficult. But a friend of mine called and said that Yochanan Rips was murdered in a Jerusalem neighborhood called Nachlaot.
All right, now, who is this person who was murdered? The name doesn't mean much to us.
No, there's, I'll get to it. About 20 years ago, I interviewed Rabbi Eliyahu Rips, really a very brilliant mathematician. He was the one who developed the Bible code. And Yochanan provided him the computer program to do it. That's all. That's how I knew him. Not a very profound connection, but it was a connection. So this person phoned me and said he was murdered. And the police, he said, called it a suicide. But he was hogtied. And that's a pretty weird suicide, to hogtie yourself. I hear the music.
You go ahead. I'll tell you when to back off.
All right. So that got me started. And he had, well, all I can say is the other side of this story contacted me as well. A terrible coincidence. What is going on in Nachlaot is, in my opinion, a Shabak program to destroy the Haredi population, beginning neighborhood to neighborhood. What you've got is pedophilia, a massive case of hysteria over pedophiles by the dozens they think are running around this little neighborhood.
Well, we'll talk more about that in just a moment. Go right ahead, Barry.
Curiosity, why have the music? I could have gone straight ahead without the music.
Because we have a break there, And some of our stations listen to the break. Other stations hear an advertisement during this three-minute segment. So basically, you are being heard, but you're not being heard by all of our stations. Go ahead.
All right. So during the music segment, there are people who miss it. Oh, forget that. Let's go back to this mass hysteria going on. Look, in Israel, Beit Shemesh and Nachlaot are the centers of a massive pedophile hysteria. And, well, it led to the murder of someone I interviewed once, Yochanan Rips. But apparently, you've got about 40 people accused of pedophilia. I mean,
is the truth, is there any truth to any of this? Is this just hysteria, or is there some actual pedophilia there? So that we know that there have been massive pedophile rings here in the United States going right into the White House itself, and we know that it takes place at the Bohemian Grove, and we know it takes place...
It didn't take place there.
Okay, fine.
All right. This is what... Look, the woman who wrote me, again, I have from Nachlaot, the tone, it was panicked and not entirely sane, quite frankly. But this is, I'm going to keep up with this. I'm not going to dive into this. I've got a murder that the police claim was a suicide, and I've got an actual victim of so-called a pedophile. He was far a pedophile, and he's on the phone to me now twice a day. And I may be able to write something like the good old days of investigation. But why I brought this up is I smelled Shabak. The minute he started telling me what was going on, I said, listen, the Shabak got a crazy woman. They got her to do something crazy. I'm telling you, this is not natural. You don't have in a neighborhood of 1,500, largely religious, you don't have 40 pedophiles running around there. There's something going on. And, well, this, by the way, joined with what I was going to talk about tonight, and you've got a very special show.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, very simply talking about the murder of a rabbi who he had known.
Indirectly. No, he wasn't a rabbi. He was a computer expert.
Oh, he was a computer expert. All right, fine. So anyway, he was murdered, and supposedly there was a pedophile network over there, but of course Barry doesn't.
Being a pedophile.
But Barry claims that this is not true, that basically there's not this massive pedophile a network over there, and that this is the Shabbat. Now, for those of you who don't know, the Shabbat is what? That's like the American secret police. Would that be comparable?
Well, it's the actual domestic police force. The Mossad is the external intelligence force. The Shabak is the internal intelligence.
So like that, more like the FBI?
Yeah.
All right, go right ahead. So Barry thinks that the Shabak is behind... Shabak is behind this. Go ahead.
All right. Now, look, I took an item which I really, really... I'm going to say that I did great investigation with help. What was it? Like 17, 18 years ago, there was a massacre in Hebron. 51 Arabs were shot to death, and supposedly a Jew named Baruch Goldstein, he killed 29. And then the soldiers went nuts and added another couple dozen. What you're talking about was a Shabak operation to end the city of Hebron, to get the Jews out of there. That's what it was ultimately. Now, something happened that I found astonishing. There was a headline that thousands, excuse me one second, I have, there I did it. I'm sorry about that. Sometimes you can't control a sneeze. that thousands of Palestinians rallied in the southern city of Hebron, commemorating the anniversary of a deadly shooting in Hebron's revered mosque. The protesters, I won't go through everything. They went through the main thoroughfare, and they were protesting that Baruch Goldstein killed 29 Palestinians at prayer. They met the IDF, and there were arrests, and there was tear gas and sound grenades and foul-smelling chemicals and a riot. And I said to myself, the Arabs are rioting 17 years after the massacre, and they're just as ignorant as the Jews are. Goldstein didn't kill anyone, and the whole idea of the killing was to get the Jews out, get Israel out of control of Hebron. This was the peace process. Way back on February 25th of 1994, there was a dreadful, dreadful incident in Hebron where Baruch Goldstein was blamed for the massacre, and I proved conclusively in my book, it's called Israel Betrayed, that he was just a patsy of a very, very complex, but very, oh, was it, full of mistakes. This is worse than 9/11. You didn't have to fell Building 7 to prove that the 9/11 was an operation, an internal operation. Well, with Goldstein, you had millions of Building 7s. And with the help of, well, I got very lucky. I had an excellent researcher. Well, without him, Avraham. What was his name? Avraham. I'll get to it. It won't take me long to think about it. But he translated all the testimonies of. Now look, it's called the Shamgar Commission, and that's important. A year before the Rabin Shamgar Commission, there was a commission of inquiry into the Hebron Mosque Massacre, led by Mayor Shamgar. And just like the Rabin assassination investigation, he led a cover-up, a blatant, obvious, you know, a stupid cover-up.
All right, now this was to, basically to convince everybody that Goldstein was responsible for all the murders in Hebron, whereas he wasn't. Is that correct?
Well, that's what they were trying
right.
to do, but it didn't work out. Avraham Yosef, by the way, it hit me. The old memory isn't what it used to be. In fact, I went over, now I did the sole but complete summation with the help of Avraham Yosef, bless him, of what the witnesses actually saw. But let's start with just a few facts to get us started. Now, it's a very complicated, well, what can you say? The Rabin book is easier to explain than this one. But on the very day of the massacre, an Arab reporter, a good one too, his name is Khaled Abu Tuwema. He works for the Jerusalem Post and Yerushalayim. He interviewed 25 survivors of the massacre from ages 9 to 80 in 6 different hospitals. The vast majority said there were 3 shooters. A minority said there were 2 shooters. None said there was a lone shooter. And believe me, there was no time to organize a conspiracy from all ages in all hospitals. Now, you can't underestimate who Mayor Shamgar was. Mayor Shamgar is the king of cover-ups in Israel. He was head of the Israeli Supreme Court, but he had major, major problems. in this commission of inquiry was getting very hard to cover up. First of all, understand that all the policemen that were supposed to show up, all but four, you had a dozen that suddenly were called into a so-called shooting in Kiryat Arba, investigate that before you go to the Cave of the Patriarchs. Others just simply slept in. The cops didn't arrive. Without going into the grand detail of that, but four soldiers did. Now, three soldiers, I may go into their names and dive deeper, but they testified that Goldstein arrived at the mosque at 4:45 carrying a M16. Now, that's very important because one soldier just agreed with Shamgar. His name is Ravivi, Rutam Ravivi. He said that Goldstein, that they're wrong, the soldiers are wrong. Goldstein arrived at 5:20 carrying a glilon. A glilon is what killed the Arabs. So Goldstein, and again, the massacre wasn't pre-planned, was it? That way, Goldstein had to have arrived at 5:20. It wouldn't work. He changed the times around. Look, of the three soldiers, they should have all, if they were wrong, well, they should have all been put on trial for perjury. It was a military commission, put them on trial. They weren't wrong. What you have is two Goldsteins, at least. According to the IDF, one arrived at 5:20, one at 4:45. One was carrying a glilon, one was carrying an M16. Goldstein was carrying the M16, and Goldstein supposedly arrived at 4:45. But minutes after he arrived, well, another settler that they, well, they call anyone with a kippah a settler, arrived. They didn't recognize him, and he was carrying a glilon. Again, the killing weapon. That's from the three soldiers. What were they? Eli Meller? It doesn't matter. This is going back in my research. The fact of the matter is you had two separate reports, and they contradict each other completely. Now, it gets, we'll dive a little more. I'm trying to generalize right now. What you've got, well, originally the army said that Goldstein arrived in its own Subaru. It turns out not to be true because the head, the IDF head for chief of Hebron, Shmuel Edelstein, was called to testify. And what do you know? He ordered someone named Moti Unger to pick up Goldstein and take him in an IDF jeep to the mosque. Now, that's very significant. The IDF drove Goldstein. Look, there were all kinds of regulations. The IDF was not allowed to put jeeps into Kiryat Arba unless there was an incident. There's all kinds of bureaucratic stuff. But the fact is that Goldstein arrived in an IDF jeep. And that is not insignificant. Shall I go on?
You go right ahead. Basically, we'll get to it in just a moment. But Goldstein supposedly then had shot all these Arabs, Palestinians. Of course, this was to create an incident that was to be utilized then to force the Jews out of Hebron, the Jews that lived there for a long period of time. This was... and this is, of course, where the patriarchs are buried. But, of course, they used this incident that was a created incident, and Goldstein was simply a patsy, like Lee Harvey Oswald. Go right ahead, Barry.
Look, I'm...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's PROPAX.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances? Even things which can cause sickness or disease. If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
A large number of Palestinians were slaughtered by a Jewish soldier named...
That's the story.
It's not what really happened, but this was how they were going to then get the demonstrations going and eventually, as a result, force the Jews out of Hebron. But go ahead with the story.
Look, Goldstein was called into reserve duty, apparently. He left a note for his wife, Miriam. At 5 in the morning, she phoned Shlomo Edelstein, IDF chief for Hebron. In short, it's a big, big mess. Well, he lied. Without going into it, he was called into reserve duty, and he was a doctor. I forgot to mention that. There's so many facts. Goldstein was apparently a skilled doctor, a major in the IDF. He got the promotion after the massacre, believe it or not, in the mail. The point was, if there was an incident, you need a doctor. It would not have shocked him that there was an emergency incident and an IDF jeep went into Kiryat Arba against normal rules to take him to the emergency. The emergency was at the Cave of the Patriarchs. Now, look, without diving into Unger, and there's another one, what was his name? It doesn't matter. There are so many names. The fact is that Goldstein did not go through the main entrance. He arrived at the Cave of the Patriarchs and was met by two other soldiers. And they eventually entered through the side entrance to something called Abraham Hall. Now, here, taking this fact before we go on, the Arabs, well, you know, Israel police and the medical team, they checked every injury. Of the 29 dead, they were all over the age of 65. Many were in their 80s. They were not shot as much as shattered by shrapnel. The injuries inside the mosque, they were not from a man shooting to kill. You had shrapnel, you had bullets ricocheting. Most of the wounded were in the legs. And it, look, Goldstein knew to distance a mob, shoot at the floor and see how long you can live. Goldstein didn't aim to shoot. Now, here is what the Arabs said, and here's what the Jews agreed with him on. First of all, there were two grenades. Before the shooting, there were two grenades. Then there was shooting. Then the massacre began. Now, let's begin with number one. Now, I don't want to get people lost. This was a good but very tough inquiry. Despite the contradictions, the Israeli police ballistics team found that there were 111 bullets shot, most from a Glilon, which the three soldiers claimed that Goldstein didn't carry. But nonetheless, more important for the time being, six bullets didn't come from the Glilon, and one couldn't be identified at all. Now, that may seem minor in a massacre, six bullets, but nonetheless, if it's from a different gun, it's not minor. Again, they found the cartridges. You don't find bullets. You collect the cartridges on the floor. Where did these cartridges come from? Who owned them? Who shot the bullets? Again, Shamgar did... Okay, I hear the music.
You do?
Try and answer that.
All right, fine. Well, basically what Barry is trying to bring out is the fact that this was an incident. It was a created incident. Like so many instances we see here in America, they want an incident so they can get a reaction on the part of the public. In this instance, of course, they wanted to get the Palestinians flared up, angry against this so-called effort on the part of this one Jewish person to kill a lot of Palestinians. But is that what really happened? Well, Barry investigated it, and he feels the whole thing was the Shabak effort to create an incident to justify forcing the Jews out of Hebron. And we'll be right back.
While the storm clouds gather, far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free.
All right, Barry, go right ahead.
All right, I forget where I was.
Well, you're basically saying that this is what the Palestinians said. They were talking something about
the Palestinians told the truth. It was an Israeli operation. Now, what they said, the rock is the controlling Islamic authority over the Arab side of the Caves of the Patriarchs. They volunteered to testify before the Shamgar Commission. And what they said is, we're doing it for both our peoples. They destroyed evidence. They're not telling you anything. We have the witnesses. Unlike the Jews, the Arabs did show up to guard the Cave of the Patriarchs, and they saw what was going on. Now, I'm going to summarize, all right? I've confused people enough, I suppose. The fact of the matter is three soldiers saw Goldstein at 4:45, arrived carrying an M16, followed shortly after by another soldier carrying a Gleilon, and the Gleilon was the killing weapon. Rutan Ravivi agreed with Shamgar that in fact Goldstein arrived at 5:20 carrying a Gleilon. Now, this kind of testimony, these kind of contradictions, if you're trying to get at the truth, well, then you throw these soldiers in jail and make them tell the truth. They didn't lie. You know, there's a book fair in Jerusalem. Now, who was the soldier? It doesn't matter. I've got so many memories, I have to sort them out now. Next to me, and we became good friends, another seller, her brother was one of the soldiers. And she said he didn't lie. He told the truth. Goldstein arrived at 4:45, not 5:20. But somebody, again, if the other one soldier is telling the truth, there were two Goldsteins arriving at two times, carrying two separate guns, you've got yourself a first-class judicial mess, if you're honest.
All right, Barry, well, hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Sidney Barry is talking about that incident that occurred a number of years ago when they had a slaughter there in Hebron. Now, for those of you who don't know what Hebron is, it was a city in the southern part of Israel. It's very, very famous because this is where the Cave of the Patriarchs is. This is where Abraham and his wife
Isaac
are actually buried there, and it's a holy place.
And
basically, it's a holy place for both the Jews and the Arabs. And actually, we were fortunate a dozen years or so ago to actually have been there when our trips to Israel. Since then, it's been closed, and certainly tourists can't even get in there today, at least not readily. But before we go on, Barry, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your writings, how they can get to your books, how they get to your PayPal button, and then we'll let you tell the rest of the story.
Look, this my Goldstein investigation is in my book, Israel Betrayed. As in all of my books, you get them at lulu.com. That's L-U-L-U.com. And write my name. There's a search box to get to my books. Write C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's Shamish, and you'll get to Israel Betrayed. My website is BarryShamish.com. Now, let's get back to this story. It's beyond contradictory evidence. The walk is going to blow the case sky high. And they could have blown the case sky high. There could have been truth. But you don't understand how much they must have been pressured, but how much Israel gave up for peace. Background Israel. The head of the Shabak was Carmi Gilon. Supposedly, he would have been surveilling Baruch Goldstein and would have had intelligence to prevent the massacre. Well, he wasn't called to testify. And why was that? Because his brother, Ilan Gilon, was the registrar of the court, and he arranged the witnesses. What kind of a punishment did Carmi Gilon, who, by the way, was right at the top of the Rabin assassination. Now, what kind of a punishment did he get for letting this massacre take place under his nose? He was appointed head of the Shabak, just in time to knock off Rabin. Now, don't underestimate the mess Israel is in. I can't begin to tell you that this massacre, it happened the following way. All right, I'll summarize the massacre right now. Goldstein arrives at the Cave of the Patriarchs at 5:45. He enters the Jewish side of the Cave of the Patriarchs, and he enters with two soldiers. I don't know, to this day, I don't know if Moti Unger was one of them. I met his daughter. You can be a killer and have nice children. It's not that simple. Very nice people are doing very, very bad things. But the fact is that Unger said he took him to the Cave of the Patriarchs. The other driver, what was his name? Yisrael, I think it was. At one time, I knew this backwards and forwards, but the fact remains is that three soldiers were in the Cave of the Patriarchs. They entered at about 5:20, all three of them, through the through Abraham Hall, through the Jewish side of the Cave of the Patriarchs, because the only guard at the main entrance said that Goldstein didn't go through the main entrance. So he had to have gone through the side entrance. There was no other choice. Either he was there or he wasn't. Either he went past the guard or he didn't. The testimony was he didn't. Three soldiers enter the mosque at the height of prayers, morning prayers. The cameras, just for that morning, the cameras where the incident took place was broken. So there's no record of what happened. Lucky, lucky Shabak. What happened, according to all the witnesses, was that there were two grenades thrown. Shamgar, by the way, said they weren't grenades. It was the imam of the mosque hitting the microphone twice, and those were the grenades. Every witness, Jew and Arab, heard grenades. Shamgar concluded it was the imam hitting the microphone. But no problem, because the imam was shot dead, not by Goldstein. He was shot dead by Israeli troops as he tried to escape the massacre. Keep in mind, of the 51 dead at the Cave of Patriarchs, well, 29 were inside the prayer hall. The rest were Israeli soldiers who shot up the Arabs. Next, you're back in the hall. Two grenades are exploded and the crowd starts going crazy. Then the two soldiers with Goldstein shoot blank bullets, six of them. The crowd is now in a frenzy. The two soldiers at that moment run out of the prayer hall and lock the door behind Goldstein, trapping him in this god-awful nightmare. And Goldstein tried to get out. He was banging at the door and said, "Let me out. They're going to kill me. Let me out." But nobody opened the door. Goldstein was not a killer. What he did instead, well, what could you do? You're a lone sucker with 500 worshipers. You can't. What can you do? What he did was shoot at the floor. That's what you do when you try and distance a crowd from you. You shoot at the floor, which explain the leg wounds. Of the 29 dead, all were over 65. They were trampled to death in this anyone inside the prayer hall. Only the very old died. There were others wounded, none shot, well, a few possibly. The vast majority shot in their legs by ricocheting bullets. Goldstein was set up to be the murderer. And the hope was that the Arabs would riot, the Jews would be in danger, the IDF would move them out of Hebron for good, and the Oslo process could continue as planned, except this was such an amateurish operation, it should have been exposed. But the combination of Shamgar and Gilon and a little higher up Peres and Balin made sure the Israeli people, well, and apparently the Arab people, because they're now rioting 17 years later after the Goldstein massacre. Who knows what that's all about, but nobody, a few of my readers are the only ones in all of Israel to understand Goldstein, Baruch Goldstein, was not the mass murderer of the Cave of the Patriarchs. It was a setup, and in my investigation, I have the names. There, I'm going to stop at that point. That's about as close as a summation as I can give.
All right, now what does that then have to do with this so-called pedophile ring that wasn't a pedophile ring?
Because it's a Shabak operation to destroy the Khadadin. Anyone who's getting in the way of the peace just makes, well, in the case of Goldstein, was going to break up all of Jewish Hebron. In the case of Nachlaot, it's going to break up all of Jewish Nachlaot. I can smell the same rat at work.
So you're basically saying that they're claiming there's a pedophile ring there. Now, is this going to be used to drive the Jewish settlers out of this region?
Not settlers. They're Haredim living in Jerusalem. They've already driven out a good 40. One of the accused who was driven out of Nachlaot is my source right now. I don't want to say any more about this until I understand a bit more. I'm going to be investigating this next.
All right, very good. So basically this then is the preliminary investigation, and you're using the background of what happened.
Just found out about the details in the last 2 days.
All right, fine. You're using the background of the what happened in Hebron a number of years ago as if this was sort of a prototype of exactly what's going on
prototype
today.
If I could give you operation. Look, this was the big one. They killed 51 Arabs in one day. But to say that these operations don't take place constantly is misunderstanding how rotten Israel is to its own people. What's going on in Nachlaot, you have community disharmony. Putting it mildly, you have community disharmony. Now, let me just finish off today's show. And again, I'll keep you posted where this goes. Let me finish off with just a few news items from the week.
Okay, go right ahead.
I figure, what the heck. Look, what you just got was a very important interview. Your listeners will have to rewind to hear it again or get my book, Israel Betrayed. Nothing that goes on in Israel, nothing, is the way the news and the way history records it. Nothing. Now, let me just go on just to summarize some of the more interesting items of the week. Now, WikiLeaks, this was on Monday, 3 days ago. They published a whole bunch of documents, and one of them was a private email sent to Stratfor. I think you know Stratfor. They're all over the place.
Right. Go ahead.
Well, apparently, they interview reliable Israeli, what do they call him, addressing the Jewish state. And it's just a reliable Israeli source, leave it at that. And he said, well, what he said, if you can believe this or not, is that Israel already destroyed the Iranian nuclear infrastructure on the ground weeks ago. And Stratfor is asking him, what is this business about bombing Iran's nuclear facilities if they don't exist anymore? And the agent is, well, here's his quote. This is a diversion. The current Let's Bomb Iran campaign was ordered by the European leaders to divert public attention from their home financial problems. I'm not saying that is an accurate leak. I'm saying it's a darn interesting one. You decide. That was what Stratford didn't publish and was leaked by WikiLeaks this week. Now, next, I've been discussing this for a while, but now the American State Department is supposedly frenetic that when Syria falls, and apparently they expect Syria to fall, that the weapons of mass destruction are going to be diffused throughout the Middle East and not to reliable hands. Now, State Department, surprise, surprise, Syria has substantial chemical weapons program, includes mustard gas and nerve agents and sarin gas, and has all kinds of biological weapons, and they may have a usable nuclear weapons program, and they're all going to fall when Syria goes down, when the Assads go down. Well, they're really worried. The State Department stated we wish some of the neighbors of Syria to be on the lookout. Right. When you get a change of a regime in Syria, it matters if it's chaotic or orderly. And then the State Department, again, I've discussed this with you many times over, but the State Department added, we believe Syria's chemical weapons stockpile remains under Syrian government control, and we will continue to work closely with like-minded countries to prevent proliferation of Syria's chemical weapons program.
Well, first of all, you know, I'm always suspicious of anything that comes from Stratford, but be that as it may, I really believe Syria does have a significant number of chemical and biological weapons, because, of course, I believe they got them from Saddam Hussein. And
wait,
I believe...
Wait a minute. This is not from Stratford. This is from the State Department.
Okay.
Stratfor was, again, a rumor that Israel had destroyed the Iranian nuclear technology on the ground. This is straight from the State Department trying to prevent proliferation of chemical weapons through the Middle East.
Well, they provided those weapons for Saddam Hussein back, you know, in the 1980s. We've got material going back to that time. And Saddam Hussein then transferred them to Syria. So I'm sure that they do have chemical and biological weapons there. And the State Department has every reason to be concerned about it, especially since they're financing, in my estimation, the al-Qaeda effort to overthrow the current regime. And, of course, turn those weapons over to the Muslim Brotherhood and the radical Islamic groups that we've been funding for the last 30 years. We'll be back in a moment with Barry Shamish. Barry, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, we had an important show.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands.
To attack Iran alone. Of course, Barry says, and very justifiably so, if there was an attack suddenly on Iran, that Iran would retaliate with 10,000, 20,000, 50,000, 100,000 missiles, and it would simply wipe out Israel. And because Barry's a loyal Israeli, he cannot believe this could happen. But I believe anything can and probably will happen. I happen to be, as an evangelical Christian, of the belief that, of course, God is going to intervene in one way or another to protect Israel, at least this time in history. But I think we're entering into a very, very difficult time. Barry's story this evening basically was the fact that the Shabak, and that is the FBI there over in Israel, created the whole Goldstein incident, created the massacre because, of course, they wanted to move the Jews out of Hebron as part of this, certainly a peaceful effort as they move the Jews and force them out of Gaza, as they're trying to move them out of Judea and Samaria today, with the idea that if you give up enough land, you're going to have peace. Of course, none of it's going to work. The Israeli government is controlled by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. Certainly Netanyahu was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He and the entire hierarchy of the Jewish government and the Mossad are all controlled by these evil and wicked people who control our government. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. You need to get it. It'll give you an introduction to what's going on And now we have a number of other books. Ted Flynn's book certainly is an excellent, excellent other source of information on this. Jim Barr's book, Ruled by Secrecy. They're all will take you into the background of the fact that there is a secret group that controls the American government. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, Tex Mars' book, Ruled by Secrecy, Ted Flynn's book. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Let me mention, of course, that we do have Rosalind Peterson's DVD, the talk she gave last September at our conference. It is well worthwhile getting. It's DVD, good PowerPoint presentation, and it goes into geoengineering. And the fact that basically they are poisoning our water, they're poisoning our air, they're poisoning our trees and our animals and our food supply, all part of a program of geoengineering, and there's other means by which they're poisoning the food supply and poisoning the water. But the geoengineering talk is well worthwhile. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And that's Rosalind Peterson, geoengineering. You need to get that. And then, of course, if you want more information on chemtrails, we have a couple of four tape sets. If you want to get the background of HAARP, which is all part of this weather modification, we have both a book and a four tape set on it. We certainly have a four CD set on weather modification. We have certainly a DVD on weather as a weapon. We have the DVD, What in the World Are They Spraying? We have the book on weather warfare. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. But the best of them all, Geoengineering by Rosalind Peterson. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you're in a position to help us at Radio Liberty, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Otherwise, please pray for our leaders. Pray for revival. Pray for Alex Jones and Joyce Riley and Butch Paw and Chuck Chrismeyer. And then, of course, please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection. In a solemn prayer, God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountain to the prairie, to the ocean.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.